At the mention of the word fruit, I wonder, what are your first thoughts? Maybe you first think of fruit as a snack or even a dessert. And throughout the scriptures, we have biblical references to fruits such as olives and grapes and figs. The biblical Greek and Hebrew words translated fruit into a symbolic sense. All crops were considered as fruit of the earth. Children were considered fruit of the womb, and human words as the fruit of their mouths. In past and present times, the word is used to mean results, outcomes, accomplishments. Employees were to be productive in order to be worthy of their salary. They must work hard, fast, and smart to complete their work. The same is true with Scripture. Fruit has similar meanings. The Bible refers to people as fruit trees or grapevines, and God is portrayed as the owner of orchards and vineyards. Our character is known to God as spiritual fruit, and just as a tree is identified by its fruit, it is either good fruit or not so good fruit. We all know that it is God's desire for all of us to be the fruit of righteousness. And in our parable from Luke, the keeper of the vineyard has asked for another year to tend to his fruit. This is an example for us today to trust that God will ask incredible things of us, but also God is patient with us as we continue the work of transforming our lives and creating even more greater works. This parable illustrates God's emphasis on spiritual growth, and it can be somewhat good news for us or not so good news for us. The good news is that we have a God who is full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. The not-so-good news could be perceived as those times when we have not taken care to plan and produce fruit-bearing lives that are pleasing to God. From our gospel reading, Jesus uses the story of the fig tree as a teaching point. The story takes place on the rocky terrain of Palestine, where land is at a premium, which means if you plant a fig tree and it is not producing figs, it is simply taking up precious space, which could be used to plant perhaps another type of tree or a more productive tree. In this parable, the landlord is set to chop down the tree, but the gardener intervenes and he asks for permission to work on the tree a bit longer. The gardener is asking for a little more time to save the tree, and he is hoping to make it productive. Fruit trees often require a lot of care in order to produce a harvest. When my family and I lived in California, we had a backyard, which to me was like the Garden of Eden. Eucalyptus trees grew along the side of our home, and when we opened the windows, the aroma would fill our house. Grapes grew over the fences of our neighbors into our yard, and we had three different types of orange trees. Our neighbors took pleasure watching the progress of the oranges from their yard from year to year. They would notice when the first bud would appear. And this process also taught us more than what we would experience from a quick trip to the market, because fruit doesn't just appear in the grocery store. Fruit requires time to grow. It requires care and nurturing. For a couple of years, when we experienced a drought, our trees did not produce any oranges. And so we worked with the soil around the tree, making sure it received nutrients and plenty of water. The very next year, the trees doubled its fruit, and the branches were so heavy that the oranges were falling onto the ground. The tree, like us, simply needed time to recover. The tree needed a little more attention, a little more care. How often are our lives mirroring the same process? There are times in our lives where we may be experiencing a drought. And it is within these seasons that we are called to turn to God for restoration and transformation. When we study our parable today, we learn that a fig tree which was unproductive was really useless. Just like our season of fruitless oranges, it wasn't that our trees could not produce fruit. They required recovery from the drought. They needed proper pruning, nurturing, and additional care. And like fruitless trees, sometimes we too do not live into our God-given purposes. Sometimes we too require a bit more encouragement, a bit more patience, a bit more love and support. The fig tree parable teaches us about ourselves and about God's patience as He blesses us with more opportunities to learn differently and to grow in various ways. God blesses us with second chances, trials, and even tribulations to stretch us and to give us space to transform into fruit worthy of the kingdom. Jesus uses this parable of long ago to offer us a chance today to reflect upon our lives and the compassion and care God offers us all. And in this parable, we are allowed to understand the power of the Holy Spirit as a type of life-giving sap, which flows up in the trunk of a tree into all of its branches in order that it may yield life-bearing fruit. The true beauty of our patient God is that we are also given free of charge, chance after chance, to develop and re-envision fruitful lives. There is a Peanuts comic strip in which Lucy and Charlie Brown are practicing football. Lucy would hold the ball for Charlie's place kicking, and then he would approach the ball and prepare to kick with all his might. And then Lucy would move the ball. In this particular segment, Lucy continuously begged Charlie Brown to kick the ball, but he said, "Every time I try to kick the ball, you remove it and I fall on my back." And so they went back and forth for the longest time, and finally, Lucy broke down in tears and admitted, "Charlie Brown, I've been so terrible to you over the years, picking up the football like I have. I have played so many cruel tricks on you, but I have seen the error of my ways. I have seen the hurt in your eyes when I have deceived you. I've been so wrong. Won't you give a poor penitent girl another chance?" Charlie Brown was moved by her display of grief and responded to her, "Of course, I'll give you another chance." He stepped back again, and at the last moment, Lucy picked up the ball, and again, Charlie Brown fell flat on his back. Lucy's last words were, "Recognizing your faults and actually changing your ways are two different things, Charlie Brown." And Lucy is right. They are two totally different things, but they don't have to be. God invites us today into a relationship where we are ever evolving and ever working on our harvest. The God of second chances knows we will often fail, and so we are offered the gift of repentance as God breathes life into our hearts and minds and allows the Spirit to begin the work of transformation. Warren Wiersbe writes that we are either wasting our lives being fruitless or investing in our lives being fruitful. Especially during this season of Lent, may we ponder upon this a bit more as we ask ourselves, am I occupying space or am I bearing fruit to God's glory? God does not want any of us to simply take up space on this planet by living barren lives. God wants us to breathe air into our very souls and nurture our hearts and minds that we may truly blossom into beautiful fruit. And so I ask you, my sisters and brothers in Christ this evening, what type of fruit are you bearing? Life-giving or lifeless fruit? As always, the choice is ours. May we choose wisely. Amen.